Changing Lives. Your message from your chairman, Barry Koop. On my recent visit to our Llandudno Centre, I was pleased to have the chance to hear some of your views on the new direction we are taking, supporting the war-blinded in Ukraine, in addition to our core work here. The general response was very encouraging, with many saying they felt proud to be part of an organisation making efforts to help the victims of this wretched war. There was a concern raised, though, that this new departure could somehow diminish the support we give you, our members. In response, I would like to take this opportunity to reassure you that it most definitely won't. As you may have heard in the last issue of Review, we are seeking separate funding for any work we do with the Ukrainian Ministry for Veterans Affairs. This means that the money we raise to support our blind veterans in the UK will not be compromised in any way and remains solely for the benefit of our UK members. What's more, those we support in Ukraine will not become members in the traditional sense. So, in contrast to the lifelong support we give you, they will benefit from us as part of a focused programme which will run for a fixed amount of time. We are hugely proud of our long tradition of supporting British ex-servicemen and women, and this continues to be our top priority. In fact, we've recently completed a major piece of work to improve our services locally and embarked on a campaign to reach more veterans here who may be entitled to our support. But Sir Arthur Pearson founded this charity in 1915 for one reason: to meet the needs of war-blinded lads coming off the First World War battlefields. And we've now identified this very same need in Ukraine, European country facing an aggressor whose actions are abhorrent. The latest figures show that the number of Ukrainian military personnel with severe facial injuries is rising at a frightening rate. They are in desperate need of specialist rehabilitation and training. So what do we do? Do we look the other way? The British tradition is to lend a helping hand. Having come through the armed forces, I'm sure you would do what you could to support your fellow veterans in their greatest hour of need. To turn our backs at this crucial time when our skills and expertise are so needed would just be wrong. Whatever comes of this work, please rest assured that you will continue to benefit from the charity as you always have done. And on a side note, for any members interested in our wider work who would like to be more involved in decision making, I'm currently looking into how we can change the way in which we appoint our vice presidents to make the process more open. I look forward to sharing more about this in the coming months. While I was in Llandudno, I chatted to a lovely member about the mental stress he has experienced since losing his sight. Although he's not out of the woods yet, he couldn't praise the centre staff enough and said the support has helped him enormously. To hear this meant so much to me because when all is said and done, what matters most is that Blind Veterans UK is, as Nick often says, a force for good. I hope we will always continue to strive together to make it so at our centres for well-being, in your local communities, and wherever we are needed most.